Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside. Hello and welcome to another Project Love podcast episode. It's the two of us back together again today. How are you doing, Vicky?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I've just been on a holiday. I can't recommend more. I'm evangelizing about holidays like it's a new thing, which to be honest, it is quite new because we haven't been doing it. But I forget how that like holidays are really, really important for like recharging our batteries and getting perspective again and reconnecting with ourselves. And it was very much needed. And so I'm 2 days out of it. So I've still got the glow of holiday vibes and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to keep it going for a little bit longer than 1 week, which is its usual expiry date. But yeah, but I'm feeling good. And today we wanted to talk to you guys about something that we've both been going through, but also we're really starting to see, I'm certainly starting to see amongst my clients that as we're coming out of lockdown here in the UK and, well, the world over to varying degrees, I almost feel like we are stepping into a chapter of a lot of people going through change. I've noticed that it's almost as if as we're stepping out into the world again and being exposed to the world around us after our cocooned period of time, I think for a lot of us, and I'm certainly experiencing this, and I know a lot of people I've been speaking to are experiencing this, we're sort of realizing that we've kind of changed throughout this period of huge global upheaval. And there are certain things that we're realizing, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to work like this anymore. And so I feel like we're going through a kind of collective period of reassessing our lives and therefore going about change. And change is wonderful. It's exciting. Vicky, you and I guide people through change and transition and we love it. But when you're going through it and you're living so often outside of your comfort zone, because that's a necessary part of change, even when you coach people as a living through change, it is discombobulating and it has its moments of scariness. And Vicky and I have been discovering that actually we both experience a sort of loneliness that until we were talking about it just before kind of recording today, I don't think either of us had realized that that's what is sometimes going on. And it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, let's hear a little bit about kind of, yeah, what you'd like to say about that, the journey of change and stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When we were talking on WhatsApp about this, and what really helped me was just to normalize it and know that the feelings of discombobulation always...
I love that word.
In it. Did I pronounce that word right?
I don't know. Sure, I think so.
I love that word too. I don't think I've ever said that word out loud, so it felt fun to say it.
Well, you've only ever written it. I love the idea of you writing discombobulation.
But yeah, it really helped to know that actually those feelings are totally normal. They're totally natural, and have them kind of validated because we both have been feeling it. And you know what it reminded me of? When I left marketing many, many years ago, it was a dream and a change that I wanted to make for so many years. And I'd been dreaming about this change for so many years. But then when it actually happened, when I handed in my notice and I was going through that process of leaving my role in marketing and doing Project Love full time, I started to feel all of those feelings that we just mentioned, and a feeling of overwhelm. And actually, I felt a bit lost. And particularly the first week of freedom, that I'd been sort of really amping up as this really exciting time. You know, the first week where we were sitting in cafes and we were working on Project Love full time, and I'd fully left my job. And I just, it really surprised me, because this big change that I'd been dreaming about and wanting for so many years had me feeling so lost, and not that I regretted it, but just a kind of a lonely feeling, kind of a sense of isolation, and even more so because I think I judged myself for feeling it, because this is what I, you know, this exactly. is what I wanted to do, and I shouldn't be feeling like this, and all those sort yeah. of, you know, all those layers of judgment that we can you know, put on ourselves for feeling a certain way. And it really reminded me of that time this week, as I've been feeling similar feelings. Like normalizing it, I think, is so important.
And it's so important to let people know, like you say, this is a natural part of the journey. And I was speaking to a client today who has, she herself is a coach, and she's going through this sort of change and, you know, transition. And I was, and it is discombobulating. And I said to her, you know, even we've got to remember as coaches, yes, we've got the tools. Yes, we love guiding people through transition and periods of change. But that doesn't mean that we are somehow immune to going through it ourselves. It affects us just as much as anyone else. And, you know, I think that can sometimes add extra, when, you know, whether you're a coach, whether you're just one of the copers that helps lots of other people and is always there for others, you can give yourself an even harder time when you're kind of feeling discombobulated, unraveled, lost, because you're supposed to be the one that has it together. And I think that can add kind of extra pressure. But I think it's so important, and, you know, that's so much a part of what I do with my clients when they're going through change, is reminding them that you're having a perfectly normal human reaction to going through change, to stepping into the unknown, to stepping out of your comfort zone. That is, it's in that void, it's when you're in that space that the shitty committee comes charging in and fills you with all of its fears and its doubts, because suddenly it can, you know, it can take up that space. And I think it's really important to understand that when you're going after a dream, and actually, like you said, this was the thing I'd always dreamed about, and suddenly I'm not feeling the way I thought I was going to feel or was supposed to feel. And what we can do is then go, oh, what if I've made a mistake? What if this is never going to feel good? And actually, that's why I think it's really important for people to understand at the start of going after a dream and making it happen, even though you had arrived at that point where you were like, oh, this is what I've always dreamed of, actually, you're still right at the beginning. You're building it. You know, you've taken that first big leap, but you're still building it. It hasn't become automated. It hasn't become your new normal. And it's all new, and you're learning. And that stuff is scary. And that's why I think it's so important to let people know as they embark on journeys of change, not to put them off, because it's all so exciting, but it's really important to know that a roller coaster, this is a roller coaster journey, because even as you're starting it, you'll nearly always be feeling a mixture of excitement and nerves and fear, and your shitty committee will already be there on the sidelines, whispering more loudly than usual in your ear. And it's just important to know that is normal, that is natural. And there are tools that you can use to help navigate through that. I'm really interested in this. What you and I have realized, Vicky, is that there's this sense of loneliness that comes from stepping out of your comfort zone. And I was saying to you just before hitting record that for me, it's almost a sense of loneliness that no one can help to fill. And I don't know, I mean, this is something for me to like explore one day, perhaps with a therapist, like where that comes from. But it was so interesting that you get that as well, that sense of loneliness. And maybe it is the realization that at the end of the day, yes, we can have people around us helping us, supporting us. But when you're, and I'm sure Brené Brown talks about this, you know, stepping onto the playing field and having the courage to do that, because you do stand alone, you know, and there's no, kind of no way around that.
it's unavoidable. That's the annoying and also humbling thing about it, that it isn't this uncertainty and the discomfort that we have with uncertainty is just like totally unavoidable. You know, we'll always feel uncomfortable, I think. That's totally the nature of it, going out of your comfort zone. And it's funny you mentioned Brené Brown, because I often turn to her in times of when I'm feeling vulnerable and scared. She's like this soothing balm, you know, in those times. And I started reading Rising Strong again on Sunday. And there was something that she was talking about in terms of change. And she talked about the messy middle bit. She was talking about it in relation to a training program that she runs, and how this middle bit is really difficult, because, you know, the first bit, people are really excited about this new, you know, training course that they're doing, and, you know, all the excitement and enthusiasm about this new undertaking. You know, you feel full of possibility.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the middle bit is where you start to go, oh, hang on, this is quite difficult, or this is quite hard and challenging, but I'm too far in to go back. It's kind of like, you know, when you watch a sci-fi film and, the you know, something happens, like something goes wrong on the ship, but they don't have enough fuel to go back, so they just have to keep going.
Yes, so then, yes.
And you know that you've got to keep going, but oh, that middle bit is so, so hard, because there's so much uncertainty ahead, and the you know, the enthusiasm from starting it has kind of dulled a little bit. But once you get through the middle, she talks about it as being really where the magic happens, that middle bit, because that's the darkest bit. And I found such comfort, because she said, nothing can make you immune to that darkness bit of the journey, the darker bit of the journey, like experience, skills, like nothing can have you being totally immune to it, but you can, the more that you go out of your comfort zone and have the courage to try new things and make change happen, the more that you have faith the next time, you know, you're in that place in the future, because you know that the light will come.
It's so interesting you say faith, because I've just started a course with Donna Lancaster, co-creator of The Bridge, the amazing Donna, called Deepening Into Life. And the first kind of this first month is all about prayer and faith, which is something that I would never have chosen to explore that topic. Oh my God, it's so powerful, Vicky. I think you would love the course. Anyone can join. In fact, we'll leave a link in the show notes. And I'm not an affiliate. I'm just saying it because I think it's going to be really powerful. It already is. But she talks about prayer and faith, and prayer without any religious attachments to it, unless you are religious and you wish to. But it's how it really helps you through dark times to be able to have cultivated this sense of faith and prayer, and you could be praying to all that is life and asking for support and asking for guidance. And actually, it's something that I do anyway. Naturally, when I am by the sea, when I'm in beautiful places in Devon in particular, I'm amongst nature, or I'm sitting with a big tree and I'll kind of talk to it and ask questions and ask for support and things like that. But I hadn't realized until doing this course that you can be doing that all of the time. I wonder if sometimes some of the loneliness for me comes from feeling like it is all down to me. I'm the one that has to get me through this. I'm the one that is me on my little island, without realizing, I think this is something, that's why I wanted to do this course. I don't have that sort of deeper spiritual, strong relationship, strong connection to feeling like held by all of life. I have that sort of, you know, I don't know if it's secular or what it is, but because I don't have that spiritual foundation, I do often in these moments feel like, oh, it's just me then. It's just me on my own. And I'm just thinking this literally as we're having this conversation. I wonder if that loneliness does come from that currently, that lack of that spiritual foundation, which I'm feeling very hopeful I'm going to find that on this course.
Oh my God, the course sounds amazing.
It's Donna. So Donna could have been doing a course on anything and I would have been like, yeah, I'm there. But the first session was on Sunday and I cried within the first 15 minutes. I was like, what? Anyway, but yes, but I think there's something about that, is like you said, that faith. But that midpoint, I used to call it the midway slump when I did courses. You'd always find at the midway point is where the wheels come off, where people start losing their shit, where people start, the shitty committee really comes storming in. And it's exactly as you say, there's a guy called... I think William Bridges, William Bridge, And he wrote a book called Transitions. It's one of the first books I ever read on self-development and change, like 15 years ago. And he talks about it. You're jumping off a pontoon. You're excited. You don't want to be on this pontoon anymore. And you know there's another pontoon over the horizon. You can't see it, but you feel absolutely, you know in your heart it's there. And that's the one for you. So you jump off the pontoon and you're swimming and you're swimming and you're swimming and you're excited. And then after a while, it gets a bit tiring and you're suddenly all on your own. You keep going and, you know, you start doubts and fears and you're swimming and you're going on. It's longer than you thought. And oh God. And you start to lose your motivation and you decide, fuck this. I'm going back to that pontoon. And you look round. Well, that pontoon is gone now. So now you're super screwed. And now you're like, oh God, the other pontoon hasn't arrived. So it's in that midway point. It's in that in between that it's the hardest part of the journey. And I think the value of, for you, for example, being able to go and read words by Brené Brown, it's like, oh, okay, this is a natural, this every human being goes through this. You can tool yourself up all you like, but it is unavoidable. And it's kind of like, but it's also through these journeys of stepping out of your comfort zone. And but you do grow. But I think it's also, I believe it's so important as well to just to spend time in your comfort zone, Vicky. Not always be out in your comfort zone.
Yeah, snuggled in. Know.
You know, and that's what the holiday was for me. That's what holiday time is for me. And I talked about this in the Monday Crew, my mini podcast on a Monday. And I talked about how, you know, when I'm on holiday, I talked about how much I've been out of my comfort zone. When I'm on holiday, I don't step out of my comfort zone once, not one bit. I am firmly in my comfort zone. And we really need that.
Yeah.
You know, we really need to be in our comfort zone.
Periodic. For sure. Especially now, you know, coming out of, well, in the UK, things are starting to unlock and open up again. And that is another, you know, discomfort zone. It can be for some people, not for everybody, but for me that is, and it's kind of navigating that now. And when we're doing that, you're right, we need to also have the balance so that we're spending time in our comfort zone as well, to recover our energy and replenish.
Yeah, exactly.
So could you tell us about what it was like with your book launch? Because I know we've been talking about that on WhatsApp this week and, you know, going out of your comfort zone in just the most monumental way and in a really exciting way. But what can happen I guess, did you have a vulnerability hangover in putting, you know, in launching the book?
Do you know what? I didn't. I didn't because I was so excited for people to read it. I feel genuinely proud of the book. And also because writing the book had such an effect on me. And I, in the process of writing it, learned tools, developed tools that I then started to use. And so I knew that, you know, for people that resonated with, there was real value in it. So I kind of, I was okay with putting it out there. The bit that really challenged me, the unexpected bit, was that it suddenly opened up these amazing opportunities to be talking about burnout, to be, I was invited to loads of talks and loads of doing masterclasses for companies, you know, because lots of companies are suddenly realizing that they've got a real issue with burnout. 80% of people are saying that they've been experiencing burnout. So all companies really need to be addressing it. And so I was suddenly doing talks, but it was also the amount of it I was suddenly doing. So it was, and it was all new, you know, new content, doing talks and just so out of my comfort zone. And at the same time, also having this huge kind of like explosion of dreaming. Cause like the moment the book came out, I was like, right, finally the book's out. I can now think about what's next. I'm going to enjoy a period of kind of dreaming. And the dreaming, the dreams just arrived in that same day and like, boom, and there they were. And that's really exciting. But it also is, again, I'm going to use the word that's working so well, discombobulating. I could feel like the rush of it. I was speaking to a friend of mine. It was so funny. I spoke to a friend at the end of the week where I'd had like just so much going on. And also then suddenly all this synchronicity and coming in and people coming in and offering, all these opportunities were opening up. And a friend of mine called and I hadn't spoken to her for ages. And I was just like, explained what was going on. I was like, oh my God, I've had all these dreams and, you know, it's all suddenly coming to me. And I said, I feel like I just need to like lie down in a darkened room. And she laughed and she said, you know, I was thinking this happens to me. I was thinking I need to invest in a heavy blanket. You know, one of those heavy blankets. So you just feel like grounded and weighted back down to the ground. Cause you can sort of, I can feel like I'm almost taking off and it's all a bit too much. Mm. But then she said, it's interesting though, because I'm actually calling with a really exciting opportunity, completely aligned with the things you've been dreaming about. So I was just like, oh my God, tipped me over the edge. So it's, you know, I think it's really important to recognize that this absolutely happens, you know, when you're going through exciting change. It was so interesting having a conversation with Susie Redding, the amazing Susie Redding. Mm. I did an episode with her a couple of weeks ago. Oh, and she's just...
Oh, it's so good.
Isn't she so
Can I just say, it's the most soothing, nourishing conversation. Oh, please, please listen to it if you haven't already. Oh, I listened to it with a warm cup of tea in the evening and I just felt so soothed.
Susie is loved. So wonderful. I just, doing that, recording that conversation just left me feeling so warm and held and soothed. And her latest book is Self-Care for Tough Times. Oh my God, I cannot recommend it more. If you know anyone that's going through a tough time, this is a book to give to them as a gift. But what was so interesting is she has three phases in life that we all inevitably go through that she categorizes as tough times. The first one, grief and loss, obviously. The second one, burnout. So we had a lot to talk about on that front. But the third one is change and transition. And she said this includes change and transition that you have deliberately created in your life. So obviously change and transition can sometimes happen to us out of our control, but it also includes change and transition. So my book coming out, everything felt like it was suddenly exploding with possibility and I was stepping out of my comfort zone. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Also incredibly overwhelming, discombobulating, unraveling all at the same time. And so she was talking about the importance of when you're going through that time, how gentle you need to be with yourself, how you need to be doing things that, you know, self-care practices that perhaps you don't normally do, or the self-care practices you normally do, sometimes they don't work when you're going through a tough time. You know, you can't necessarily handle the hardcore HIIT workout, Selena, that you normally do. And actually the more gentle yoga is a lot better because the HIIT workout can exhaust you too much. And little things like there's one where you take your little finger and your next, your fifth and fourth fingers, or even your third, fourth and fifth, and you hold onto them like you're holding the hand of your inner child. And it's so comforting. I'm doing it right now. She's got all these little tips and tools, really simple stuff that you can do, like putting your legs up against the wall. And she's a yoga teacher as well, so she brings yoga practices into it. Or you putting the palm of your hand to your forehead. It's instant relief for me doing that. And she says, you know how you naturally put your palm to your forehead, like, oh no, palm to the forehead kind of thing. So there's a reason for that. It actually, she went into the science behind it, which I've completely forgotten now. All I know is it works. Anyway, but what was so interesting was that I hadn't thought before about change and transition, even the exciting change and transition, being a tough time. I was like, okay. I would call it a challenging time rather than a tough time for what I was going through. It's challenging rather than tough. But yeah, it's really important that we know, and how much energy, even doing a course, you know, even doing a course that, like the one I'm doing with Donna, that's going to naturally be opening things up and creating shifts, there's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of shifting that's going to go on under the surface that also requires you to be really looking after yourself and being tender with yourself. And I think that's sometimes what we miss. Yeah, there's a lot out there about follow your dreams. You know, I say it all the time, follow your dreams and, you know, go after those dreams. But I think it's important to recognize how the roller coaster that comes with that, and the importance of really looking after ourselves as we go through that. And I think sometimes that can be the missing piece. And you and I can probably think, I've done this 1,000 times. Surely I should be all right with this now. No, you never will be. You're a human being. End of story. So look after yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it really helps to know that that journey, like we were saying, it is an emotional roller coaster. So no matter what your change is, if you're making a change in your business or you're changing career or you're making a lifestyle change or you're adapting to life after lockdown or you're doing a course like the courses I offer about finding love and dating and making a change in your relationships, you know, no matter what.
That's such a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Such a roller coaster ride.
It really is. And it's really helpful to know that all of those emotions that come up along the way are just totally natural and normal when you're going through positive change, you know, but especially, you know, positive change because we don't expect it when it's change that we're choosing and that we really want. So, yeah, it just really helps to know that. So if you are feeling, you know, in that messy middle bit, or you're just feeling a sense of overwhelm and maybe some anxiety, you know, that's definitely what's been coming up for me. It really helps to really normalize it. And I think, you know, like looking back over the last, 8 years or so since we started Project Love, we've done so many things, you know, within that container of Project Love. Like we started courses and we've created the journal and we've probably done a million and one other things that have had us going out of our comfort zone. And yet still, even just, you know, in the last 6 months, creating a newsletter and doing a webinar for the first time, a masterclass on anxious attachment, which I've never done before. And you know, doing podcasts, solo episode podcasts, which I'd never done until end of last year. I'd never, in all the years of podcasting, I've never done one on my own. And now I've done three on my own. And they are getting a little bit easier, but still, like, I'm really out of my comfort zone because they're new. You know, it just doesn't stop, I think. You know, as you keep evolving and growing, those same feelings will come up if you're doing new things or you're doing unfamiliar things.
Always. And yes. Brené Brown is brilliant at talking about that, isn't she? What does she call it? Yeah. FFTs?
FFTs.
Fucking first times.
Yes.
And she talks about that, but she's also, if I don't know if you've ever watched her second TED Talk, where she talks about the vulnerability hangover that she got after doing her first TED Talk. And it's so hilarious. Yeah. She was like, oh my God, about 1,000 people have seen this video. We need to get it down immediately. And her husband said to her, come on, Brené, what do you think people are going to do? Search Brené and vulnerability? And then the crowd audience really laughed at that one. And it's just like, you know, and the vulnerability hangover. She just thought she was horrified at what she had done. So I think also, you know, what I've really reflected on, you know, I suddenly had all these big dreams, big and small and medium-sized dreams that sort of suddenly sort of emerged and kind of burst into my life when the book came out. And going on holiday and kind of coming back, I was just like, I did my weekly check-in, that my Monday crew weekly check-in, and really had a word with myself. And I was just like, you don't need to do all of it now. And you, rather than this fast and furious approach to, oh, I've got this idea and got to throw myself into it. And, you know, you've seen how I am, Vicky. You've had to you know... be dragged through it too in the past. But like, I get this fast and furious approach, and actually I'm like, do you know what, I don't know if it's an age thing, but I am tired of that. I want to go more gently. We don't have to, let's have a garden analogy, Vicky. We don't need to sort of, you know, like go force those seeds to grow faster than they need to, like allow it to happen gradually. There's, you know, there's always that scarcity, or if I don't strike now, if I don't make it happen now, you know, I'll miss the opportunity. And it's like, put some of those ideas in the, like, some of them I can leave for next month, some of them I can leave for next year, some of them I might leave and I actually realize, you know what, that was all an ego dream and I don't really need to do that at all. You know, I'm still, I talk a lot about, you know, we're really plugged into this kind of capitalist sort of yang energy, go, 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 progress, 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 faster, 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 and we need to unplug from it. I am so hooked into that still, and it's going to be a lifetime of work to find that balance. And I just think, yeah, gentler, slower. I think that taking this holiday really helped me to see that, yeah, some of it's from coming out of my comfort zone, but a lot of it is created from the pressure that I'm putting on myself, that this all happens, has to happen now, fast and furious and quick, before that dream disappears or the opportunity is lost. And these are dreams that I've come up with. So it's like, why I think once I have a dream, I must do it in super quick time. I don't know who I think is like there with the timer, measuring how fast I do it and giving me a time limit. But I'm always like, right, quick, better do it the next couple of months, rather than thinking I could do it next year. You know, just the fear of going gently and slowly, because it's so against everything that we're programmed. Progress, speed. And oh, no. Let's have some gentleness, some tenderness, some lots of comfort zone. I'm up for more of that.
Me too. Oh, and yes, holidays, they're so good for the soul, and they really help you to just, take a step back, take stock. Oh, so wonderful that you've just had that. I can't wait for mine. I think it's going to be September. So I am so excited to go.
Can you not get a mini holiday in there? Just a little mini holiday in the summer.
Yes. There'll be a little something. Yeah.
A little something just to press pause on all of it. The dream chasing, not chasing, but creating, planting, growing that garden of dreams. And all the responsibility that comes from it as well. I think when you are going after a dream of your own making, it is on you. Although, watch this space, maybe I'll be coming back and saying, it isn't all on me. This is what I feel like, this is what I've been creating so much pressure most of my life, is feeling that it is all down to me, rather than recognizing that you can also feel supported by life itself, or whatever you want to call a higher power. And that's something that I've always missed, because I, didn't have a religion, and therefore, as Donna was saying, you can throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I will be reporting back on how that course goes, but yeah, dive on in if it sounds good to you, because I definitely feel like I need some of that. And you know, that's what I felt coming in the first lockdown. That's what I recognized. My big sort of reflection was realizing that I wanted to go, there was a sort of connection with life that I was missing, and wanted to have a deeper relationship with it. And that's what this is about. And I think that probably will impact on how I feel going through times of change and transition, not feeling so alone in it all and so fully responsible for it all. I think sometimes that's what I slightly buckle under, of like, this is all on me. And maybe it isn't so much.
I think that faith is something that I am learning a lot about as well. And there was something that came up in my meditation. So I do a lot of meditations with Tara Brach, and I was doing a compassion meditation. And there's something that she said. She basically said, imagine like a huge piece of white card and a V. Someone's drawn a V on the card. What is it? And she says, most people say, oh, it's a bird. And it's a bird. And she says, no, it's a vast sky, and there's a bird flying in the sky. But it's the actual image is the vastness of the universe. And I was imagining this vastness. And she said, you know, if you're feeling a challenging emotion, imagine handing it over, like giving it over to the vastness of the universe. And like you, I don't have a religion. I don't have that sort of anchor point to ground me in these times of uncertainty. And in this meditation, it really helped me. I had my hand on my heart, and I was just imagining just handing this sense of overwhelm over to this vastness. And it really, really helped me in a way that surprised me, because I forget actually how much I need faith, and to just remember that there's always something much bigger, and you don't always have to carry it on your own.
I feel so relieved just hearing you say that. I think that's what I've really been needing to hear, really needing to recognize. And I think it was partly that moved me so much in this first session with Donna, is she was saying exactly that. And it was like my soul was saying, oh, yes, finally, finally we're getting to this lesson in life. It's just been watching me unnecessarily suffer, I think, sometimes. You know, the roller coaster is always going to be there. We're always going to find it challenging as human beings. But it's important to find that the salves and the balms and the comfort that helps us to ride through that, navigate our way through those times of transition and change, and also through the you know, whatever tough time it might be. And this is what Donna was saying, that she really feels in the hardest of times, she still has this, feels this sense of being supported and being held and not being alone. And, you know, hard though it is, it doesn't mean it stops you from grieving or feeling upset or feeling all the rainbow of emotions, the overwhelm, the discombobulation, if that is the word, I think it is. It doesn't stop you from feeling that, but you can feel that while feeling held and supported versus feeling that while feeling you're in the lonely void all on your own.
Exactly. Yes. Feeling connected while you're feeling those feelings. It reminded me actually of when I'm meditating, I use an app called Insight Timer, and it will tell you the thousands of people that are online that are also doing that same meditation. And it's that feeling of being less alone in your experience. I think that's so, so healing.
Oh, this conversation actually is making me feel really held and supported. Oh, it's been so nourishing. Thank you, Vicky.
Yeah, thank you. I really needed this as well. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, I think we can end there with a happy sigh.
So we hope that you found this episode as nourishing as we have recording it. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.